flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Right at Home with Rich. I am your host, Rich Orris, coming at you live here for the next hour. I got a lot going on today. Got a great guest with me, Rich Matthews, one of Mosby's lead project managers, on the line with me today. We're going to be going over all kinds of different Mosby Field processes, building your job processes, and you know, we're really got a lot of information on that. But it's also a special hour today because we also he's a carpenter. I am a Mosby consultant, basically came through project management, running the job, doing all the work, doing carpentry. So for today, you have two carpenters on the line today for the price of one. Yes, zero times zero is still nothing. It's absolutely free for everybody out there. So feel free to give us a call today. The lines are wide open, 314-241-9797. Or 866-455-9797. We're here with you today. So the main topic today is going to be, what would you ask your project lead if you had the opportunity to have a conversation with them prior to starting your project? You know, as a sales consultant with Mosby, I get a lot of questions and I do a lot of explaining about the Mosby process, from designing to building the project all the way through. You know, it's a great help for everybody. It's a great value. But if you had the chance to ask the main person that will be in charge of your job and communicating with you during the project, any questions that you could prior to actually starting a project, what might you ask them? And today is your chance for that. You can ask any question you may have. Today's guest, Mosby lead remodeler, Rich Matthews, is joining me. Ask us anything you might be curious about. Again, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. So for now, let's get right into it with Mosby lead remodeler, Rich Matthews. Hey, Rich, are you on the line with us today? And how you doing today?
Yes, I am. I'm pretty well. Live from the kitchen, I guess you would say right now. How are you?
Yeah, I'm live from what my daughter's spare kind of hangout room. So
right.
She's kind of taken over the basement for now.
And, got it.
I've kind of taken over her spare hangout room, which is, you know, right now, you know, not having a lot of friends over. Not mm-hmm. having, you know, people hanging out and stuff. So it's working out in the time being, you know, for now. So, you know, it's just kind of what we all got to do today. You
exactly.
know, it's what we're doing and how we're doing it, you know. And that's also today, you know, halfway through the show, I will have my Right at Home hack. And it's, again, going to be a little information on, you know, things that you may not be thinking about while you're at home, working from home, you know, how everything's different and changed. So hopefully that, stay tuned for that, everybody. Hopefully that'll be really good information and get you thinking. It kind of got me thinking for sure. But for now, Rich, looking at, you know, what we do, how we do it, let's get a little personal in with you for a minute. And, you know, I'd probably like to find out, so what got you started, kind of interested in, you know, being in the construction industry?
Well, I mean, as much as I love the construction industry, I don't know if I really had a choice. I'm third generation builder. So my grandfather started a home building remodeling business back in 1952. So, and then, you know, my father, you know, leaned in and took over as he got elder, and then I did the same thing. So, you know, I was born into it, I guess you would say, grew up with it all my life. And as soon as I was old enough to start going to work in high school, that's what I did on, evenings and weekends and then all summer long. So got my, teeth cut on that pretty quickly. So it's always been my life, you know, even, you know, before I started doing it, you grow up with it every day because, you know, dad comes home from work and talks about work and always help him with projects at home and everything. So, like I said, I was just born into it, and it's one of those things that is a part of my life. I've gotten I've been in a couple other fields, briefly. But that has always been a big part of my life. Even when I was doing something else professionally, that was still a main thing. I would come home and, you know, either work on my home or always had friends that are always needing something done. So again, like I said, it's been my life.
Yeah. You know, and that's how, a lot of us get into it. And kind of same for me, you know, working with my father for a while, started out like cutting grass, painting, apartment maintenance, just kind of worked my way up, you know, through the industry and had, you know, some footsteps to follow, and then kind of started to get into some of my own stuff. And, you know, now as a consultant for Mosby, it's really cool because I would have never, you know, when you start this, you never picture yourself not swinging a hammer, running a job,
right,
actually producing something. So it is, you know, a neat change for me to get to see things up front and at the end. And, you know, there's days I miss it, where I'm like, man, getting to actually see what you built, what you got out there, and be like, man, that's so cool, or how you really changed someone's house and life. But, you know, doing the front end is really fun too. And I get to see more of it. I just don't get to physically produce it like I used to, which, you know,
right.
There's days when it's about 10 degrees that I don't miss it very much, or 110. And then there's days where it's like, man, I kind of miss actually accomplishing, you know, something like that. It's really fun, and it's really cool, you know, to be able to do that. And it changes people's lives. I think it's awesome.
So, I'm at a very
Go ahead.
I'm at a very fortunate time in my life right now where, like, what I get of enjoyment out of a project is the organization and the, you know, conducting it and the orchestrating. I really, really enjoy that part right now. So that's where I get my job satisfaction. But at the same time, I'm still working, you know, from time to time. So it's nice that I can really meld both of those together. And so I'm very, very fortunate that I'm in that position at Mosby. I get to actually produce, but yet I get to do the things that I really get, that I really enjoy out of the construction field. So I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. It is great to be able to kind of, you know, see that thing all the way through and kind of be that conductor through the whole thing. I did a lot of that in my past too. And I think that's what we could touch on. We're going to jump into our first break here. And when we return, we can get into, you know, what does that position really entail, everything that you're doing and how do you do it? And then maybe after that, get into some processes. And don't forget, everybody, feel free to, give us a call. Ask any carpenter any remodeling questions you may have. 314-241-979. All right, we are back. We are live right now. I got Rich Matthews, Mosby lead, project lead, on with me. We can answer any of your project questions, remodeling questions, carpenter. We have two very experienced carpenters right here on the line with years of experience. So we would love to get to any questions that you may have. Phone lines are wide open, 314-241-9797. And before we get back into it, I did want to kind of remind everybody that, you know, we do have our Mosby SAM service, the service and maintenance, you know, going strong right now. And, you know, it's a great thing, kind of keeping some people busy and really getting some essential work performed for a lot of great clients out there. So if you have some small things that you need done and, you know, small roof leaks or sticking doors, windows, just any kind of small projects like that, that you need taken care of, kind of, you know, almost handyman, then we can come out and perform work on an hourly basis for you and get things like that accomplished. We are essential. This is an essential service, so we can get it taken care of for you. So I invite anybody to call in for more information into our office, 314-909-1800, or you can check us out online at callmosby.com, callmosby.com. You can even do like a submission form online and ask your questions and kind of get things going for you. So we would, we'd love to help everybody out. We got this great SAM service, you know, available for you. So, but for now, let's get back into some of these processes that we do here in the field at Mosby. Rich, are you still there with me?
Yes, I am.
Hey, awesome. Thanks for hanging out and taking some of your Saturday time out with me here. I do think it's a lot of fun and it's hopefully great education for a lot of people, you know, out there. But, you know, let's kind of touch on, you know, I know you're a little bit newer to us. We've had a lot of people that have been here for years and years, like myself, a lot of, you know, project managers and even some field workers and carpenters and stuff that's been here, you know, 10, 15 plus years. You know, let's touch a little bit on that Mosby field process. What are some of the things that, you know, you've noticed that really makes Mosby different and kind of stand out from the crowd and how we go through, you know, the building process while we're out at someone's house?
Well, I think the main thing that stands out with Mosby is the attention to the process itself, and that leads up to how the job site is maintained and everything like that. Mosby, I love that they concentrate on how the process the process is just as important as the product is how Mosby looks at it, and that's what I really, really like. A lot of people can turn out a great project, you know what I mean? But Mosby really concentrates on it being a smooth process for everyone. I mean, it's no secret that remodeling can be pretty traumatic. I mean, when you got your kitchen torn up for a couple months, it can be pretty stressful. And Mosby concentrates on making that as easy as possible. And what that does is that bleeds down to our day-to-day operations on even how the job site is run. You know, we concentrate on, you know, everybody park on the same side of the street, you know, don't block driveways, just simple things like that that aren't that big of a deal. But if you can get rid of all those little annoyances, it makes the whole process go a lot better. Keeping things clean, you know, if you're living in your house every day and you come home from work, you don't want to just have to trudge through this mess that the guys left, you know, thinking, oh, we'll get to it tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. We're constantly thinking about the client and how easy it is for them going through what they're going through, or trying to make it as easy as possible. So.
Yeah, exactly. You know, being here for so long, you know, I've been here for over 18 years. I can actually help feed you into, if you haven't heard some of the stuff yet, like how even some of these processes came about, you know, and helping develop them. And really, it's, you know, we're all human. It's like a learning from your mistakes kind of thing. And that's, you know, another thing I try and encourage some of the listeners too, with like calling in and having questions. Well, you know, we all have done the work. We've probably all done some things wrong. We've learned from our mistakes and improved what we do, how we do it, improved the processes. You know, so like the parking thing, we came up with that parking on one side of the street. We had a two-story addition we were building. We were taking a one-story home, making it a two-story home, adding a second floor, and there was some weather coming in a few days, and we were really trying to get this thing under roof and kind of dried in so that we could then start working on the inside before, you know, the weather broke and everything, and there was some rain coming in over the weekend. So I'll bet, you know, we got a lot of people in the company right now. There's around 100, maybe a little over 100. So we probably had 20 people working on this thing for about 3-4 days, and framing, setting trusses, crane going, and the head of production shows up on the job and can barely drive his truck down the street. And that's an exceptional situation we were in, but we kind of all stopped and thought, yeah, what, you know, he's like, what do you think the neighbors think about that? Like, they probably can't even come and go from work. They probably want to strangle all of us. So we started dropping stuff off and driving over to a parking lot and driving people in, and had about, you know, 5 trucks parked on one side of the road then to make it easier. And that's kind of where that process even came from. I don't know that we have a whole lot of jobs today that, you know, we might come across one or two where we're trying to get something done like that. But, you know, learning from that mistake, it makes us, you know, we're human, but we're forever changing those processes and figuring out, you know, what do we need to do to make jobs better, people happier? You know, it's about making that positive difference in people's lives. So is there anything else for you that kind of stands out that we do?
I mean, one point I want to make about what you just said, that instance, I wasn't with Mosby at that time, but that says a lot about how much investment Mosby wants to put into that, because you know, that's a hassle. And I mean, to be honest with you, it costs money because it's taking extra time to do all that, blah, blah, blah. So that's an investment that Mosby is making to make everything work better for everybody else. You know what I mean? And that's where a lot of this sloppiness and things that I'm talking about, the messy job site and things like that, when you're paying crews hourly, et cetera, it takes time to do that stuff and make things well. So the fact that they're willing to make that investment says a lot, and that's why we stand above and beyond everybody else. Cleanliness, I mean, that's the bare basic. I keep touching on that, but it's something we think about absolutely constantly on the job site. We might be in the middle of the day or whatever, but at any given time, the client may come home or have to use, you know, the restroom while they're living in the home. You know, we have to be constantly thinking about making it as easy as we can, and Mosby stands behind and enforce, I don't want to say enforces, encourages that thinking. And I think that's great is what I'm saying. It's really easy to be the person on the job site, becoming friends with the client, which we often do. We're with the client every day, all day long, or, you know, at least in the communication all the time. So we tend to establish relationships, and Mosby backs us on that. They are aware of that, and they're willing to partake in that, and they know that's what it takes to be a good company. We have good people that are willing to establish those relationships with people, and they support that behavior, I guess I'll say. So it makes for a really, really good culture is what it does.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, we are, as a company, invested in the people as much as, you know, you guys are all invested in us and everything, and getting through it and figuring out just the best and the right way, you know, to do things for people. And it's not just about quality of product, like you said, it's about that experience, you know, start to finish. So we're going to get into a hard break here, middle of the show. So everyone knows probably what that means. I got my hack coming up right after the break. Also, I'd like to touch on, you know, some training and things like that we do with the field through those processes. So, and we will still take your call. 314. All right. We are back. We are live halfway through the show. Running through it quick as always. Got Rich Matthews, project lead carpenter at Mosby Building Arts with me, and just having a blast. Wanted to let everybody know, we do have the phone lines open. We can take any of your questions today. So again, feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797. And again, if you know you were thinking about getting a project done and you had some questions for the person that's going to be your main guy, your main communicator there daily, running the job, taking care of everything, today is your day. We got 30 minutes left. You can ask them anything about what they do, how they run the jobs, how they communicate, anything you want to know. Give us a shout. Again, 314-241-9797. But for now, I have my right-at-home hack. And you know, with the current stay-at-home orders and the social distancing recommendations that we have going on right now, trying to, you know, stop the spread of the coronavirus, of course, local businesses have, you know, they have at least 75% of their office staff working remotely from home. You know, Mosby is certainly doing the same thing with our office staff, with the consultants, the project managers. I've barely been in the office, not even once a week, really, in the past 3 weeks or 4 weeks. So my home office has gotten more use in the past month than it's probably gotten in the past year. So some of us at our offices, though, you know, you've got all your office equipment. It gets cleaned by a cleaning crew that you rarely even see. You don't even really have to think about it. Well, now, being at home, you're that cleaning crew. You need to think about, you know, keeping that stuff virus-free, everything clean off of it. It's getting way more use, so it's getting dirtier. So I thought I would share some home office cleaning tips today. And the first thing that, you know, really to think about is when you go to clean any kind of computer, electronics, anything, turn the equipment completely off is the first thing that they recommend. And then so when you get into like computer screens and monitors, there's basically kind of like a two-step process. You know, you want to try and use a damp cloth. You get it wet with distilled water is a great idea to dampen that cloth because it doesn't contain any, you know, it's clean, no small particles. It'll get rid of anything that might scratch the surface or, you know, so you kind of wipe it off with a damp thing. Then you get into your actual commercial screen cleaners. There's a lot out there, but they're made to use to get the dirt and stuff off without streaking or scratching the surfaces, be sure you choose the right cleaner for the right surface. So do some research in that. On keyboard cleaning, the first step is to kind of avoid having food or drinks around the computer. Try to do that elsewhere, and that will definitely help keep things clean. But, you know, using a shot of compressed air on your actual keyboard, turning it upside down and blasting that compressed air in between everything will blow everything out of there. Then you can wipe it down with that damp cloth. After that, you can get into your disinfectant wipes and all of that. On your computers, you want to place your computer in a dust-free, well-ventilated area. Use that compressed air to blow everything out, dust everything off, and then gently wipe with that damp cloth. Then you can kind of get into, you know, that disinfectant wiping and all of that after that. So I do advise everybody, think about all of your equipment, the telephones, the printers, the audio equipment. Everything collects dust. Everything needs to be cleaned and disinfected right now. And, you know, think about doing that more often in your home office, especially in today's world. So don't forget to check it out. We'll put it on my Facebook or Twitter this week. You can get some more information. You can find a link with some more information. All right, we are back. Little technical difficulty, but nothing we cannot overcome. So want to see if we still got Rich on the line with me. Rich, are you there?
Yeah, I just got back on. I'm not sure what happened.
Awesome. Yeah, no, we had some difficulties with the computer dropping me talking. And so they got it going back going again and everything. You know, this is new times. This is new stuff for everybody. So, you know, doing this from home over a computer and everything, I don't know if, you know, I don't know what happened, if it was my internet or, you know, but it just kind of dropped everything right off there for a sec. But so we've got some time now, and something I wanted to get into, and another thing I can kind of tell you some background on things that we've done in the past and things you'll probably, you know, see in the future. But, you know, something we've done a lot for the field is, you know, training. And I always thought that was, you know, such a great thing, coming from a real fast, you know, working environment, coming from an environment of carpenters where if you went to do something and you weren't sure and you went to read the instructions, they would nail your belt to the floor because you didn't have it on, or they would, you know, be like, there's no time for that. We just need to get this done. Well, if you just don't have time for that and you get it done and not the best way, you know, how are you really improving people's lives? And we've done so much training here, you know, at Mosby with different products, the products installation and stuff. So, you know, a lot of certifications we've done in the past with like CertainTeed roofing and siding, and, you know, the Weedy system for the tile backer board and how that gets put together, and training groups of people. Like years ago when we went through the CertainTeed roofing and siding training, well, we did all that at our office. And typically a company like that does it at a hotel in a big room, and there's maybe, you know, 20 companies or something in there kind of learning this process, and it's like one or two people from a company, where we literally filled up our training room, you know, with the people doing the work, all the project managers, all the consultants, everybody that needs to know this information and understand it, you know, because if I go learn it, but you guys don't know how to build it, you know, how does that really help anybody? You know what I mean? So I'll guarantee you, if you haven't been through too much training yet, you will definitely get into some training in the future as we come back with some newer products and different things like that. So
that's a very important point. So, you know, 25, 30 years ago, back when you were in building and remodeling, you the materials were pretty basic. There wasn't a lot of technology involved. I mean, you had drywall, you had plywood, you had OSB, you had 2x4s, and everybody used the same materials. So it's pretty easy to transfer that information down the line because you're always using the same thing. Well, there's so much technology involved in building materials now that everything changes so fast.
All right, we are back. We are live halfway through the show. Running through it quick as always, got Rich Matthews, project lead carpenter at Mosby Building Arts with me, and just having a blast. Wanted to let everybody know we do have the phone lines open. We can take any of your questions today. So again, feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797. And again, if you were thinking about getting a project done and you had some questions for the person that's going to be your main guy, your main communicator, there daily, running the job, taking care of everything, today is your day. We got 30 minutes left. You can ask them anything about what they do, how they run the jobs, how they communicate, anything you want to know. Give us a shout. Again, 314-241-9797. But for now, I have my right-at-home hack. And with the current stay-at-home orders and the social distancing recommendations that we have going on right now, trying to, stop the spread of the coronavirus, of course, local businesses have, they have at least 75% of their office staff working remotely from home. Mosby is certainly doing the same thing with our office staff, with the consultants, the project managers. I've barely been in the office, not even once a week, really, in the past 3 weeks or 4 weeks. So my home office has gotten more use in the past month than it's probably gotten in the past year. So some of us at our offices, though, you've got all your office equipment. It gets cleaned by a cleaning crew that you rarely even see. You don't even really have to think about it. Well, now, being at home, you're that cleaning crew. You need to think about, keeping that stuff virus-free, everything clean off of it. It's getting way more use, so it's getting dirtier. So I thought I would share some home office cleaning tips today. And the first thing that, really to think about is when you go to clean any kind of computer, electronics, anything, turn the equipment completely off is the first thing that they recommend. And then so when you get into like computer screens and monitors, there's basically kind of like a two-step process. You want to try and use a damp cloth. You get it wet with distilled water is a great idea to dampen that cloth because it doesn't contain any, it's clean, no small particles. It'll get rid of anything that might scratch the surface or, so you kind of wipe it off with a damp thing. Then you get into your actual commercial screen cleaners. There's a lot out there, but they're made to use to get the dirt and stuff off without streaking or scratching the surfaces. Be sure you choose the right cleaner for the right surface. So do some research in that. On keyboard cleaning, the first step is to kind of avoid having food or drinks around the computer. Try to do that elsewhere, and that will definitely help keep things clean. But, using a shot of compressed air on your actual keyboard, turning it upside down and blasting that compressed air in between everything will blow everything out of there. Then you can wipe it down with that damp cloth. After that, you can get into your disinfectant wipes and all of that. On your computers, you want to place your computer in a dust-free, well-ventilated area. Use that compressed air to blow everything out, dust everything off, and then gently wipe with that damp cloth. Then you can kind of get into, that disinfectant wiping and all of that after that. So I do advise everybody, think about all of your equipment, the telephones, the printers, the audio equipment, everything collects dust. Everything needs to be cleaned and disinfected right now. And, you know, think about doing that more often in your home office, especially in today's world. So don't forget to check it out. We'll put it on my Facebook or Twitter this week. You can get some more information. You can find a link with some more information. All right, we are back. Little technical difficulty, but nothing we cannot overcome. So want to see if we still got Rich on the line with me. Rich, are you there?
Yeah, I just got back on. I'm not sure what happened.
Awesome. Yeah, no, we had some difficulties with the computer dropping me talking. And so they got it going again and everything. You know, this is new times. This is new stuff for everybody. So, you know, doing this from home over a computer and everything, I don't know if, I don't know what happened, if it was my internet or, you know, but it just kind of dropped everything right off there for a sec. But so we've got some time now, and something I wanted to get into, and another thing I can kind of tell you some background on things that we've done in the past and things you'll probably, you know, see in the future. But, you know, something we've done a lot for the field is, you know, training. And I always thought that was, you know, such a great thing, coming from a real fast, you know, working environment, coming from an environment of carpenters where if you went to do something and you weren't sure and you went to read the instructions, they would nail your belt to the floor because you didn't have it on, or they would, you know, be like, there's no time for that. We just need to get this done. Well, if you just don't have time for that and you get it done and not the best way, you know, how are you really improving people's lives? And we've done so much training here, you know, at Mosby with different products, the products installation and stuff. So, you know, a lot of certifications we've done in the past with like CertainTe roofing and siding, and, you know, the Weedy system for the tile backer board and how that gets put together, and training groups of people. Like years ago when we went through the CertainTe roofing and siding training, well, we did all that at our office. And typically a company like that does it at a hotel in a big room, and there's maybe, you know, 20 companies or something in there kind of learning this process, and it's like one or two people from a company, where we literally filled up our training room, you know, with the people doing the work, all the project managers, all the consultants, everybody that needs to know this information and understand it, you know, because if I go learn it, but you guys don't know how to build it, you know, how does that really help anybody? You know what I mean? So I'll guarantee you, if you haven't been through too much training yet, you will definitely get into some training in the future as we come back with some newer products and different things like that. So
that's a very important point. So, you know, 25, 30 years ago, back when you were in building and remodeling, the materials were pretty basic. There wasn't a lot of technology involved. I mean, you had drywall, you had plywood, you had OSB, you had 2x4s, and, everybody used the same materials. So it's pretty easy to transfer that information down the line because you're always using the same thing. Well, there's so much technology involved in building materials now that everything changes so fast. The only way you can stay on top of that and be competitive and create the best product is to constantly be training about those new materials and things. I mean, you can still build a house the old fashioned way, using just, you know, the bare bone basic things, but this technology has been infused into an industry that we don't really think of as being a technological industry, but there's so much of it now that makes the product so much better, makes the project turn out better, whether it's easier to do the project, whether it solves problems with, you know, transferring, you know, this design to this older structure, or whether it's a long lasting product. those are things that we constantly have to do training to keep up with that technology, and that's what creates a good project.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And being, you know, over the past years, being trained and learning stuff about the home scientifically, it's really the problem, you know, that we see is years ago, the products were like, you know, one size fits all. This goes right on the outside of your home, you know, and then we started to realize that, well, this may work really well on the outside of your home if you're always warm and in a warm climate, maybe if it never gets below 60 degrees or something. And so, yeah, it's not like a one size fits all. And, you know, the one of the biggest ones that's easy to come up with is, you know, your vapor barrier. So when I was building houses and room additions and stuff, you know, we would always put a vapor barrier inside the house on all the studs. And of course, years later, we learned that, well, scientifically, vapor barrier can be a good thing, but it has to go on the warm side of the wall. So where is that? Well, in the summer, it's outside, and in the winter, it's inside. So how do you possibly do that? So those systems change, and it's, you know, forever changing and growing. So getting that out to the field and stuff like that, I have literally been to people's houses. You know, I see so much out there where I've seen people putting a vapor barrier up inside of a house, or they pull off drywall and stuff and the vapor barrier's there and they don't pull it down because they don't understand. They haven't learned the new. And I'm like, man, we've been doing this for like, gosh, at least 15 years probably.
Right.
And I'm looking at it, you know, I'd say probably 2 years ago was like the last time I literally saw a vapor barrier up under construction at someone's house. And I was like, make sure they take that down. And the homeowner's like, oh, why? And then we get into this big, you know, conversation on training and understanding, you know, where things go and why, and using the right people, you know, for the right task. It isn't always, you know, when you look at someone and you think, well, you know, he's the kind of person that knows, you know, doesn't know everything about any one thing, but knows a little bit of everything. Sometimes that can really get you in trouble, and having your task and understanding your pieces and leaning to the experts on the other pieces can be very important, or getting trained by those experts, you know, can be very important. So I think it's a great thing that Mosby does, you know, the way we get that out there and make sure we got the right people with the right knowledge and everything to it. But hey, speaking about, you know, turning towards technology, this is another great thing, you know, with Mosby, is we are so technologically advanced in not just our building systems, but just everything that we do work-wise with the computers and the iPads and the app for your timesheets and everything. You know, Mosby was voted 2016 technology market leader by Pro Remodeler in 2016 for all of these efforts and things that we're doing, you know, to have the technology and make it quicker and easier. So have you gotten an iPad yet that you work with on everything?
They're working on that with the whole situation going on and nobody in the office. It's a little touch and go, but I have my own.
Well, it's
that
slower.
I carry around with me. Yeah, exactly. But I have my own thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I have a significant investment in my phone. I'm used to working from my phone a lot. So pretty much a phone can handle everything. It's just the screen isn't as big, you know? So
yeah, exactly.
With all the apps and everything that Mosby invests in and trains us on and gets, you know, it makes things a lot easier. I can automatically pull up purchase orders. You know, I don't have to call somebody for that or be at the office or have my briefcase with me. I can pull that up on the phone. If, you know, plans, literally, I mean, we obviously have paper plans on job sites, but if I'm away, if I'm at another job site and somebody asks me a question about one, I can pull that up on my phone. Things like that make us a lot more efficient, which saves everyone money, and it makes it to where we can have better customer service is what it all boils down to. I mean, that's basically the goal, and that's what it does in the end.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I remember, so, you know, running jobs as a project manager for Mosby, we had these blue binders we would make, and then all of the job information pieces of paper, you know, all of the specs, all everything for everything was in this binder and given to us, you know, in the field. And then I, you know, end up, you know, leaving that with my lead carpenter because he would need a lot of that information. But then as I was out and about, I was like, wow, now I can't get to it. So I got to go there to get to it. It was literally all paper in a plastic binder. And so the advancement today is just superb in the things that we've done, in the things that we're still working on and coming up with, you know, a client portal where now all the information that you can get your hands on electronically, next thing we're working on probably for 2021 is a client area where the client can literally get on their iPad or their phone or their computer and get into a portal where they can get to every single thing that they need to, scope of works, agreements, you know, selection sheets. I just had a client the other day as we're talking on the phone, and she's as we're working on her bathroom, she stays downstairs and wants to kind of keep that social separation. And she's like, well, I can't get to my scope of work to remember everything that was on there. So I emailed her a copy so she could open it up and see it as we discuss things. But yeah, so here in the future, they're going to be able to get to that very, very easily. So I think, again, that's another big thing, you know, with Mosby, that if you'd asked me this stuff 20 years ago, I would have said it sounded silly, you know, and now it's like, oh, this is it's a necessity. It's so much easier, you know, so helps everybody do their job. It's really, really great thing. So, yeah, I'm sure. And you know, everything's a process getting through. So you can't just run out and buy everything you need all at once. So there's, you know, waiting for times to get new stuff and bring in different stuff for different people. So, yeah, before too long, you'll get your iPad and it'll be a little easier to see some of those scope of works and stuff, you know, on that iPad. It's a great thing. But the thing I love the most, too, is being able to sign documents right on the iPad. You got the little pencil,
right?
You just sign everything right away. It's so easy to get through and just, you know, easy for everybody. And we're learning so much more today up front, you know, doing all this work more remotely. You know, we're signing documents through DocuSign now and sending them out and emailing them out to people to review and sign and all of that without even having to drive around. You know, I'll be amazed to see how much of this absolutely sticks with us after all of this. And we continue to do it, not because of a virus or social distancing or anything we need to do, but more so because it's just easier, smarter, quicker, faster, and better way to get through it. So we'll probably continue with a lot of these, you know, processes. So, hey, it was great to have you on, Rich. I really appreciate you. We're coming to the end. Appreciate you taking some time out of your Saturday and hanging out with me, buddy.
Hey, I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. Actually. Yes, it is. It's a lot of fun. I appreciate it. And I, you know, appreciate everybody listening. It's nice that they take some time out for us, and hopefully people learn a little bit. So,
yeah, absolutely. And so for everybody else out there, be good. Have a good week. Stay home. Keep your distance. Stay safe. And I will talk to everybody next week. All right, we are back. Little technical difficulty, but nothing we cannot overcome. So want to see if we still got Rich on the line with me. Rich, are you there?
Yeah, I just got back on. I'm not sure what happened. But
awesome. Yeah, no, we had some difficulties with the computer dropping me talking, and so they got it going again and everything. You know, this is new times. This is new stuff for everybody. So, you know, doing this from home over a computer and everything, I don't know if I don't know what happened, if it was my internet or, you know, but it just kind of dropped everything right off there for a sec. But so we've got some time now, and something I wanted to get into, and another thing I can kind of tell you some background on things that we've done in the past and things you'll probably, you know, see in the future. But, you know, something we've done a lot for the field is, you know, training. And I always thought that was, you know, such a great thing, coming from a real fast, you know, working environment, coming from an environment of carpenters where if you went to do something and you weren't sure and you went to read the instructions, they would nail your belt to the floor because you didn't have it on, or they would, you know, be like, there's no time for that. We just need to get this done. Well, if you just don't have time for that and you get it done and not the best way, you know, how are you really improving people's lives? And we've done so much training here, you know, at Mosby with different products, the products installation and stuff. So, you know, a lot of certifications we've done in the past with like CertainTe roofing and siding, and, you know, the Weedy system for the tile backer board and how that gets put together, and training groups of people. Like years ago when we went through the CertainTe roofing and siding training, well, we did all that at our office, and typically a company like that does it at a hotel in a big room, and there's maybe, you know, 20 companies or something in there kind of learning this process, and it's like one or two people from a company, where we literally filled up our training room, you know, with the people doing the work, all the project managers, all the consultants, everybody that needs to know this information and understand it, you know, because if I go learn it, but you guys don't know how to build it, you know, how does that really help anybody? You know what I mean? So I'll guarantee you, if you haven't been through too much training yet, you will definitely get into some training in the future as we come back with some newer products and different things like that. So
that's a very important point. So, you know, 25, 30 years ago, back when you were in building and remodeling, the materials were pretty basic. There wasn't a lot of technology involved. I mean, you had drywall, you had plywood, you had OSB, you had 2x4s, and everybody used the same materials. So it's pretty easy to transfer that information down the line because you're always using the same thing. Well, there's so much technology involved in building materials now that everything changes so fast. The only way you can stay on top of that and be competitive and create the best product is to constantly be training about those new materials and things. I mean, you can still build a house the old fashioned way, using just, you know, the bare bone basic things, but this technology has been infused into an industry that we don't really think of as being a technological industry, but there's so much of it now that makes the product so much better, makes the project turn out better, whether it's easier to do the project, whether it solves problems with, you know, transferring, you know, this design to this older structure, or whether it's a long lasting product. Those are things that we constantly have to do training to keep up with that technology. And that's what creates a good project.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And being, you know, over the past years, being trained and learning stuff about the home scientifically, it's really the problem, you know, that we see is years ago, the products were like, you know, one size fits all. This goes right on the outside of your home, you know, and then we started to realize that, well, this may work really well on the outside of your home if you're always warm and in a warm climate, maybe if it never gets below 60 degrees or something. And so, yeah, it's not like a one size fits all. And, you know, the one of the biggest ones that's easy to come up with is, you know, your vapor barrier. So when I was building houses and room additions and stuff, you know, we would always put a vapor barrier inside the house on all the studs. And of course, years later, we learned that, well, scientifically, vapor barrier can be a good thing, but it has to go on the warm side of the wall. So where is that? Well, in the summer, it's outside, and in the winter, it's inside. So how do you possibly do that? So those systems change, and it's, you know, forever changing and growing. So getting that out to the field and stuff like that, I have literally been to people's houses. You know, I see so much out there where I've seen people putting a vapor barrier up inside of a house, or they pull off drywall and stuff and the vapor barrier's there and they don't pull it down because they don't understand. They haven't learned the new. And I'm like, man, we've been doing this for like, gosh, at least 15 years probably.
Right.
And I'm looking at it, you know, I'd say probably 2 years ago was like the last time I literally saw a vapor barrier up under construction at someone's house. And I was like, make sure they take that down. And the homeowner's like, oh, why? And then we get into this big, you know, conversation on training and understanding, you know, where things go and why, and using the right people, you know, for the right task. It isn't always, you know, when you look at someone and you think, well, you know, he's the kind of person that knows, you know, doesn't know everything about any one thing, but knows a little bit of everything. Sometimes that can really get you in trouble, and having your task and understanding your pieces and leaning to the experts on the other pieces can be very important, or getting trained by those experts, you know, can be very important. So I think it's a great thing that Mosby does, you know, the way we get that out there and make sure we got the right people with the right knowledge and everything to it. But hey, speaking about, you know, turning towards technology, this is another great thing, you know, with Mosby, is we are so technologically advanced in not just our building systems, but just everything that we do work-wise with the computers and the iPads and the app for your timesheets and everything. You know, Mosby was voted 2016 technology market leader by Pro Remodeler in 2016 for all of these efforts and things that we're doing, you know, to have the technology and make it quicker and easier. So have you gotten an iPad yet that you work with on everything?
They're working on that with the whole situation going on and nobody in the office. It's a little touch and go, but I have my own.
Well, it's
that
slower.
I carry around with me. Yeah, exactly. But I have my own thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I have a significant investment in my phone. I'm used to working from my phone a lot. So pretty much a phone can handle everything. It's just the screen isn't as big, you know? So
yeah, exactly.
With all the apps and everything that Mosby invests in and trains us on and gets, you know, it makes things a lot easier. I can automatically pull up purchase orders. You know, I don't have to call somebody for that or be at the office or have my briefcase with me. I can pull that up on the phone. If, you know, plans, literally, I mean, we obviously have paper plans on job sites, but if I'm away, if I'm at another job site and somebody asks me a question about one, I can pull that up on my phone. Things like that make us a lot more efficient, which saves everyone money, and it makes it to where we can have better customer service is what it all boils down to. I mean, that's basically the goal, and that's what it does in the end.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I remember, so, you know, running jobs as a project manager for Mosby, we had these blue binders we would make, and then all of the job information pieces of paper, you know, all of the specs, all everything for everything was in this binder and given to us, you know, in the field. And then I, you know, end up, you know, leaving that with my lead carpenter because he would need a lot of that information. But then as I was out and about, I was like, wow, now I can't get to it. So I got to go there to get to it. It was literally all paper in a plastic binder. And so the advancement today is just superb, and the things that we've done and the things that we're still working on and coming up with, you know, a client portal where now all the information that you can get your hands on electronically, next thing we're working on probably for 2021 is a client area where the client can literally get on their iPad or their phone or their computer and get into a portal where they can get to every single thing that they need to, scope of works, agreements, you know, selection sheets. I just had a client the other day as we're talking on the phone, and she's as we're working on her bathroom, she stays downstairs and wants to kind of keep that social separation. And she's like, well, I can't get to my scope of work to remember everything that was on there. So I emailed her a copy so she could open it up and see it as we discuss things. But yeah, so here in the future, they're going to be able to get to that very, very easily. So I think, again, that's another big thing, you know, with Mosby, that if you'd asked me this stuff 20 years ago, I would have said it sounded silly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now it's like, oh, this is it's a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much easier, you know, so helps everybody do their job. It's really, really great thing. So, yeah, I'm sure. And you know, everything's a process getting through. So you can't just run out and buy everything you need all at once. So there's, you know, waiting for times to get new stuff and bring in different stuff for different people. So, yeah, before too long, you'll get your iPad and it'll be a little easier to see some of those scope of works and stuff, you know, on that iPad. It's a great thing. But the thing I love the most, too, is being able to sign documents right on the iPad. You got the little pencil,
right?
You just sign everything right away. It's so easy to get through and just, you know, easy for everybody. And we're learning so much more today up front, you know, doing all this work more remotely. You know, we're signing documents through DocuSign now and sending them out and emailing them out to people to review and sign and all of that without even having to drive around. You know, I'll be amazed to see how much of this absolutely sticks with us after all of this. And we continue to do it, not because of a virus or social distancing or anything we need to do, but more so because it's just easier, smarter, quicker, faster, and better way to get through it. So we'll probably continue with a lot of these, you know, processes. So, hey, it was great to have you on, Rich. I really appreciate you. We're coming to the end. Appreciate you taking some time out of your Saturday and hanging out with me, buddy.
Hey, I enjoyed
it.
It
was a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. It's a lot of fun. I appreciate it. And I, you know, appreciate everybody listening. It's nice that they take some time out for us, and hopefully people learn a little bit. So,
yeah, absolutely. And so for everybody else out there, be good. Have a good week. Stay home. Keep your distance. Stay safe. And I will talk to everybody next week.